Joining us right now, one of the newest members of the New York Football Giants, Isaiah Likely, and his call is brought to you by Windorama's First Down Deals, 30% off your installation project, plus low to no financing, Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody, and by Romeo's Fuel, keeping you warm for less. Visit romeosfuel.com today. Isaiah, Sean Morash, I'm Evan Roberts. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you having me.
So what's your early impressions of being a New Jerseyer or New Yorker first year here with the Giants?
I feel like it's been good. I mean, first year out here, I seen the Knicks win. I mean, that's always good. So I seen, you know, kind of the craziness of going on in the basketball world.
Isaiah, I like you. I don't like what you just said, because aren't you a Celtic fan? Are you frauding right now?
I'm just saying, like, I got the good glamour of New York when you're winning, which is always good to see going into my first year.
Now, I want to promise you something, because Jalen Brunson, who is the king of New York, we all know that, is a diehard Eagle fan. He will not, like, fake it. He'll just like, yeah, like, I like the Eagles. Are you a diehard Boston Celtic fan?
Diehard's kind of strong. Okay. I am a Celtics fan, though.
Okay. Right. So, we respect that. When the Celtics play the Knicks this season, and you're given those courtside seats, because you will. You have a big year. It's like, here's Isaiah Likely. What are you going to do when you're sitting courtside, man? Well, who are you rooting for?
I plead the fifth.
I'll tell you this about New York. In all seriousness, we're such a mixed town with teams. People will respect your Celtic fandom, believe it or not. They actually will. They respect Jalen's Eagle fandom. It's true.
For sure. For sure. Now, Isaiah, you are one of these handful of guys that played for John Harbaugh, came over to New York from Baltimore. Just curious, you're thinking about free agency. I think that's human nature. Were the Giants and playing with Jackson Dart, was that ever on your radar before John Harbaugh signed on to be the head coach here?
I mean, I didn't really technically, like, have a mantra of, like, teams, obviously, that I wanted to go to. I just told my agent, like, I just wanted to be on a team. To just let me be me, let me blossom, and let me just show the world really what I'm capable of. And then as, you know, the process went on, you know, everything started coming about, started diving in on quarterbacks, and then that's when I got on the radar, Jackson, a couple of other guys. But I feel like I'm good where I'm at.
Are you getting guys asking you, hey, what's Coach Harbaugh like? You know, getting the first impressions, but you know him better than most. Are you getting a lot of that?
Yeah, I definitely was getting a good bout. And then, obviously, when I signed here, everybody was kind of, like, asking me, you know, the ins and outs of how Coach Harbaugh's culture is. But I feel like everybody now is probably on the same wave that I am.
So you got to play, obviously, with a multiple MVP in Lamar Jackson, and you've now gotten familiar with Jackson Dart. I know we haven't played any regular season games yet with Jackson. But what are the differences you've noticed between the two, or the similarities that would, you know, lead Giant fans further down the road of fully buying in here year number two with Jackson Dart?
I'd say really, you know, just the similarity is really just, you know, any quarterback, you just want to have that guy that's, you know, really a focal leader. I mean, obviously you want a guy that commands the huddle, commands the offense, and means what he says. I mean, as long as all 11 are right or all 11 are wrong, it can make a play great or worse. So just really being able to follow your quarterback, play in and play out, and know that, you know, they're the strength of, you know, the ship. So whatever they say, go.
We're talking to Isaiah Likely, one of the newest members of the New York Giants. How different, especially playing with Mark Andrews for all those years, how different do you expect your role to be in this offense?
I mean, really just, you know, just being that chess piece I keep telling everybody, you know, playing where I fit in, whether it's in line, in a slot, in the backfield, really just showing what I am, what I'm capable of. And I feel like, you know, day in and day out, I've been proving it, being on the same, you know, mantra as Jax, whether it's in the film room, on the field, off the field, and really just, you know, building that connection. So when it is time, those plays do need to be made, I can show where I am.
Isaiah, you're guilty of one of the things that my biggest old man take is in football. Of all of these number changes, number nine? Could we get a number in the 80s here? What's with number nine?
I mean, I think Gunner had number 80 when I got here. I mean, 80 didn't really have, like, obviously I loved 80 when I had it, because, you know, you kind of make the number you.
Yeah.
Becomes unique to yourself. But 80 didn't have no sentimental value for me to spend no chicken. So I wasn't really looking for 80 as a big, you know, hearsay, she say. And then When I had seen number nine, I was a nine tight end drafted, so I feel like that number spent sentimental value.
All right, I can respect that.
You can't spend money on something that's just like not worth it.
But we're talking about Bavaro and Shockey, these great tight ends, Isaiah. But that's another thing. Are you aware of like the giant tight end lineage here with some of the great tight ends? I mean, because you know the old heads will love you if you're a great pass catching tight end here.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Shockey a little bit at tight end U this year and last year, which was great. Obviously, I talked to him last year before I signed with the Giants, but this year I talked to him a little bit after. He's definitely a great tight end, definitely a football guru. So it was definitely cool.
I know who your favorite tight end is of all time. I'm gonna put all the chess pieces together as a Massachusetts guy. You're a Gronk guy. Is that fair to say? You're a big Gronk guy.
I do like watching a lot of Gronk. You guys could probably tell by the way I play. I'm not 6'7", 6'6". Right. Right. So I do lean a little bit towards the Trav side nowadays, but I am still a Gronk fan.
When you're growing up, because you probably can't hear it in my voice, but I'm a loser, right? So I'm a sports fan. I couldn't play any sports. Like, dude, I got tackled once playing football when I was 10. I was done. I retired. Like, I know my limitations, so I'm a sports geek. When you are a world-class athlete, and you are, you're growing up, man, you're playing all sports, were you able to spend time on Sundays watching football? Like, were you a big fan along with player as a kid growing up?
I mean, growing up in Boston, you definitely watched a lot of the Patriots. So, I guess I did watch a lot of football, but I was kind of like a basketball kid growing up.
Right.
I didn't really, like, quote-unquote, fall in love with football as my number one sport probably till like, freshman year of high school. I still had hoop dreams.
Yeah. Wow. Who was your basketball player you emulated as a kid growing up?
James Harden.
James Harden.
Wow. I hope you don't emulate him in the playoffs, Isaiah.
I'm a lefty.
I get the lefty. So there was a lot of dribbling, a lot of step back jumpers, a lot of baiting for fouls, sure. Isaiah. Is that what you were doing?
Baiting. Get to the line.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a Brooklyn Net fan, so I have some bitterness over James Harden for the year he was with my team.
I do have to ask you, Isaiah, if you were a Patriot fan growing up, any tears after Super Bowl 42 or 46?
No comment.
We're talking to Isaiah Likely, one of the newest members of the New York Giants. You expect to be out there on Friday in the final preseason tune-up against the Jets?
I guess we'll have to see.
Does he tell, like, I get it. If it's a secret, you don't have to tell us, but I was saying this to Sean off air, like, why it's so mysterious about who plays and doesn't play in the preseason. Like, do you already know what you're going to do in that game, and it's like, we're just not supposed to tell anybody?
It's more so like, I feel like it's just, you know, the week of practice, you want to always prepare, like, whether it's preseason or not, you want to prepare like it's a game. So I feel like, you know, just having that mindset of I'm going to be out there until you're told differently. And I feel like, you know, just going through that week of practice where it's, you're practicing like a game, you're taking your body like a game. So when the moment does come up, whether you are or are not playing, you're not surprised by it.
Was that Harbaugh's approach in Baltimore too with these preseason games? I'm just curious.
No, I played 2 preseason games in my 4 years.
Oh, wow. So.
Interesting. Well, Isaiah, good luck. We appreciate you coming on. Welcome to New York, and go Celtics when they play the Knicks.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, man. Isaiah Likely, one of the newest members of the New York Football Giants. And think about it this way. As a kid growing up in Massachusetts and being a Celtic fan and a little bit of a Patriot fan, you know how old he was when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl in the Tom Brady era?
That would have been 2001, 2002, I guess.
January of 2002. He would be a year and a half old.
That's insane.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
A year and a half old. Well, we learned a lot about Isaiah. He is a Celtic fan, grew up a James Harden guy, and hopefully has a big year for you guys as the number one tight end on this team.
Don't like hearing that he's a James Harden guy, though.
Why?
It's a tough guy to emulate.
You got to understand, I'm a lefty, okay?
So that's why. It's a left-handed thing. It's like you were redheads as well.
Yes. Like, I...
Okay.
Obviously, I got my issues with James Harden. I think everybody in some way does as basketball fans. But when he said lefty, as a lefty...
You got it.
I mean, it's like, hey, time out. That's true.
You got it.
That's true. You notice the lefties. And they're people that you do emulate because there's so few of us. Like, do you realize the popular... And I'm not talking about, oh, I bat left-handed. Oh, I've got the... No, a lefty. Like, you're right left-handed.
You wipe.
You throw left-handed. You do everything left-handed.
Yep.
And I am a 99.9% lefty. There's one thing I don't do left-handed. It's very odd. I'm not going to get into it. It's not worth breaking down. But one thing I don't do left-handed. But everything else I do.
You dirty dog, you.
What are you smiling about?
I'm not smiling about anything.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But I think that you do look at other lefties as almost people that you emulate.